Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT, Dynamite the Explosive One, TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T.
What up, man?
What's going on, Jonas?
Oh, you know, just hanging out. We got a two-week build up to this one.
It's all about the release.
So. Yeah, man. Last week was a special day. It was Jonas's my birthday. Turned 19 years old, fresh out the pond.
What happened?
Just being a jerk. It was my birthday last week. That's why we took it off.
Well, tell them when your birthday is, Jonas.
Maybe July 2nd, last Tuesday.
Maybe you'll get some gifts.
Oh, next July 2nd. Nah. We all thank you so much for joining us. Whether you're live on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive, or you're watching a replay on the YouTube channel, Crazytown Media, or if you're listening at home with your earbuds in on Spotify or iTunes, thank you for being part of the Crazytown. What, dude? Why are you laughing at me? You're always laughing at my buoyancy.
Dude,
that's my ability to float. You're not laughing at that. My boisterousness.
You're a little bit of that.
Yeah. That's all right, dude. I got to keep up the enthusiasm because we know only one of us brings that.
I have my moments.
You put me
in a scary game. You're going to get a lot of that.
All right, man. You got anything to say? Anything to start with?
Hi.
TNT Dynamite says hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast.
Jonas, what sign are you?
Like astrological?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cancer, dude.
You're a Cancer.
I am,
Cancer,
dude.
Crew. What?
Dude, cancer you're not crew. Cancer.
No, I'm not.
I know. Why are you driving to my crew?
I was congratulating you on your astrology.
Sea boys.
This is racist when you do it.
What?
Nothing. Hey, look, I'm an Aries.
Is that what sea walk means? Cancer walk?
No, it does not mean that. Sounds so weird how we're just throwing around cancer.
Well, I don't mean the disease.
Well, Jesus Christ. But it's still crazy.
Yeah, no, I know. I always thought that when I was a kid. I was like, you're a cancer. I'm like, that's not a good thing.
That is hurtful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. But, yeah. Jerks. No, but that's really it. We gonna rock, paper, scissors to see who starts the show?
Oh, yeah, man. You know,
I feel you got it this time.
I've been practicing a little bit.
So. You're like just throwing out on both sides. All right. Ready?
No. Hold on. Let me shake it out.
We got to yell it out because the people at home that aren't watching don't know. No, I'm joking.
Okay.
Go. 1, 2, 3.
Wait. See, I don't like the way you did that first, that little initial one. One more time.
1, 2, 3, go, right?
1, 2, 3, blam.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Fuck! He's dead, folks. Oh my God! Technical difficulties.
Just go.
All right.
Every time.
All right, man. I want to start things out with a little craziness, I think.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of racism in the world.
Tell me about it, Jonas.
Just stating a fact.
All right, tell me about it. There is a new festival. Uh-huh.
It's going to be performed in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's called Afro Future Fest.
Afro Future Fest.
Yes. The festival has a couple different tiers of pricing, just like, you know, every other festival. Normally they have the VIP, the front row, the if you're a person of color or not. Wait a second.
Yeah,
that's the one that's a little off with this one.
So we get a deal?
Yes. People of color, $10. White people, $20. They put it as non-people of color, but...
Non-POCs.
Yeah, non-POCs, but that's white people.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they had a festival and it was like, whites pay 10, people of color pay 20?
I don't know. Is the festival called Mullet Fest? Because then, yeah, I kind of don't see a point problem with that.
Clan Fest!
Not even Clan Fest. If it's called Mullet Fest, then, I mean... Yeah.
If they would have said if you show up with an afro, $10. If you don't, $20.
Yeah.
A little less racist.
Yeah.
Anyways,
go ahead.
There was a... there was no way to verify your skin color when you bought a ticket.
Yeah.
So... That was kind of their fault.
It was on the honor.
Yeah, on the honor system. No, dude, you have to wear a badge, and the badge says person of color or not. So they'd like be like white dudes with like the people of color. And they'd be like, what the fuck, dude? Why don't you pay full price? And they're like, what do you mean? Anyways. So, as you can imagine, this caused a stir online.
I could see how.
Yeah. And also the one of the rappers named Tiny Jag.
Yep, Tiny Jag.
She pulled out because she is mixed race and didn't want the hate to be spread to her family members.
She said, how can she perform knowing that it's discrimination against her grandmother?
Right. Mm. Exactly. I get it.
Bars.
So, right, bars. So what ended up happening is the Eventbrite, I think was the place hosting it, said that they were, if they didn't change it, they were going to just take the event off their site to sell tickets.
Yeah.
So it was altered. So now it says $20 or $10 for whatever, I don't remember which price it went with, for everyone. Non-POC donation box. Non-POC are encouraged to provide additional donation as acknowledgement of this historical inequity. And they had a little phrasing about like how they wanted it to be like the ability of poor communities to be able to come out and things like that. Mm-hmm, and that if you're a non-POC and you recognize that, they encourage you to donate extra money to GUM. So.
That's what?
No, I mean, that's cool too, dude. I don't care.
What do you think, Jonas? How do you, how's it? Look, man, the whole point of this is to misinform, number one. And then we're supposed to give our own opinions on things.
Am I misinforming? Is this not true?
I mean, it's true, but we, come on, we're not journalists.
Right? Yeah, no, dude, we're not journalists.
Even if we were to get picked up by NBC, we're going to have to put, NBC's going to be like, the views of the Crazy Town are not necessarily the views of MTV.
That's true. That's true. So. That's true. Dude, okay. I think it's messed up, but I think it's messed up. I'd be messed up if it was reversed. I don't have racial tendencies, so it's like
it does not.
I see that, like, I see the point they're trying to make, but I think the execution was poor.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I kind of do. I kind of do. And when I made that whole mullet fest thing.
Yeah.
I don't think as a person of color, which I absolutely hate that term, I don't think I would care if it was a mullet fest and they were making me pay an extra 20, but it's a slippery slope. And I do see what it's called, Afrofest. They were incentivizing everybody to come out. And I mean, it was done poorly.
Yeah,
it was. If they had put it the way that they put it right there the second time,
yeah,
with the encourage to donate, that would be.
And people still may have been like, this is kind of weird. Like, why are they doing it? But it wouldn't have been like, whoa, why are they just straight up discriminating?
Just give them one of the white people tickets.
Right? So I thought that was kind of fucked up, especially in like today's day and age where everybody's trying to go PC and like, man, when it comes to races or sexual orientations or whatever. And then for like the community that's normally profiled against to come out and come back with like a profiling of their own,
yeah,
it kind of like regresses.
Yeah, it's not. It's like answering racism with racism.
Right, right.
Which is why I encourage all the black people that I meet to not make comments of those natures.
Yeah,
and
dude.
If
yeah,
Jonas is out, he won't tolerate that type of behavior.
No, absolutely not, dude.
He would look very strongly at that person and not say a word, but I mean, deep and down, he'd be like, I'd never let him meet my roommate.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, shit. Damn it, Jonas. The Little Mermaid's black. What are we coming
dude,
to?
Dude, I think that's awesome. Let her be black,
what
dude.
What is the world coming to?
I don't know what the story is behind it because I'm not a Dragon Ball Z guy, but I saw like a meme today that was like, y'all are complaining that the Little Mermaid's black. Look who we got for Goku. And they have like a live action Goku.
Yeah.
And I don't know who.
Oh,
the guy
and
is.
It was just like some.
Some like skinny, like little, like whitey, white. Like. Like the Dragon Ball.
That movie was bad, man. Because I like Dragon Ball Z, but that movie was bad.
But
big ups to Halle Bailey for scoring a role.
Halle Berry?
No, Halle Bailey.
Oh.
She's a YouTuber, Cora X. Halle? No? Not what? Familiar?
No.
She got the Little Mermaid role.
Oh, that's awesome. She's a YouTuber, huh?
Yeah. 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 She's, they've got quite the following, and obviously there was a lot of ill content online because of
that. I'm sure the haters came out full force. Yeah. I love how this mask makes you look like I have a broken nose. He's got a lot of fights. That's all.
Jonas, we're doing a show.
I'm just saying, dude. Like, if you're watching, you can see my broke nose.
It's fine, dude. His mind's all over the place. It's my turn now.
Yeah, dude.
That was a good story, Jonathan.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed hearing about it. Let's see. Let's just freaking get into it.
All right, dude. You said freaking. Look at you. You're turning a corner, dude.
I've already sworn like a bunch of times.
I said fucking swears.
All right. So we're just going to start off with an Instagram star, an Insta star, a Gramster.
Grambone?
No. Okay. Not a Grambone.
Okay.
Her name is Belle Daphne.
Okay.
And Jonas, she's a looker.
Is she?
Yeah. I would incentivize you to look up a picture of her and you at home as well.
Okay.
She is not a bad looking girl.
Okay.
Only 19 years old. Okay. So she's legal.
She's legal.
Well, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay, gotcha.
Because she looks underage, but she's a cute,
girl. So she's like one of those chicks that like looks like she's like in high school still.
Yeah. And she on her Instagram page, for the most part, she puts out cosplay.
Oh, okay.
NSFW.
Oh, NSFW cosplay. Yeah. Like her boobies are out?
No, she doesn't show anything.
Oh, but it's like very cleaving skimpy. And very like, yeah, I got
skimpy
you.
Clothes.
And she's like slutty Melina from Mortal Kombat, things like that.
Yeah, I guess so, man. Like our characters in Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah.
That type of cosplay.
I gotcha.
And she does a lot of like ahigao, which is where girls like pretend that they're having intense orgasms with their tongue hanging out of their mouth and possibly drool coming. It's a Japanese sex thing, man. I don't make this shit up, Jonas.
Okay.
I just reported, all right?
I got you, man. I don't.
Jonas.
I guess I've never heard of that.
You could tell it was his first time.
Yeah, dude. I was like, wait, what?
Either way, 3.9 million followers on Insta.
That's creepy.
That's a lot of, yeah. It's definitely creepy.
That's creepy.
But that's a lot of followers.
Here, watch me show my cleave.
Check out the hustle on this chick, Jonas. So she decides one day after being
is she selling her bathwater or something crazy? Oh, dude, no!
You actually got it right. She was
Did I really?
Yeah, she really is. She got propositioned by boys to buy her bathwater. Ended up selling it. $30 a bottle, Jonas.
Like a water bottle full of bathwater?
No, it came in
a urine sample cup.
Trying
to gauge.
Like in a bottle, it was like a tiny glass circle, and then it had like a lid on it.
So. Okay, like a mason jar.
Yes, but smaller, more condensed.
Okay.
Either way, $30 a bottle.
Oh my God.
Within 3 days, Jonas, she sold out.
Well, can't she just take more baths?
She ain't doing it.
She's like in the bathtub all day. She's like a human prune.
If anything, it's a meme gift at this point. In 3 days, she sold out. She said that she was offering it to all the thirsty gamer boys out there.
All the thirsty gamer boys.
Now, Jonas, the story takes a little bit of a turn.
Okay. Can we stop real quick?
I want you to process. I want you to process.
I need a second.
Take it in.
Why?
Yes.
Do you want this girl's bathwater?
Jonas, because people are weird.
Dude, like, what are you going to do there? Are they going to drink it? They're going to pour it on their
Jonas, would you drink
junk?
Somebody's bathwater?
Dude, I wouldn't buy it or even think about buying it. So who
I mean, but she's cute, dude.
I don't care if she's the most beautiful woman on the planet, dude. I don't care. I don't want your bathwater. It's like those dudes who buy used underwear online. Like, what the fuck, man?
People like that stuff, dude. And I'm not getting on anybody's shit.
Dude, I will never kink shame anyone for any kink they have.
Yeah.
But it's weird.
Jonas is a furry, and he's one of my best friends.
Yes. I'll wear the furry suit next week and show you.
You should,
but
Jonas.
Why? Like, okay, I get, like, no, I guess I don't even get the underwear thing.
He doesn't even get.
But bath water?
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna, oh, it smells like.
Dude, I don't know. You can just, like, people fantasize.
Dove raspberry.
You can, like, take a handful of.
Just pour it on your crotch. Oh, my God. Okay, anyways, this story takes a turn.
All right, Johnny.
It already has a turn, dude. How did I guess she sold her bathwater?
I don't know.
That was random as fuck.
Yeah.
I really didn't hear the story before.
So she did, and she did say on the packing is that this water is not for drinking, but only for sentimental use.
They can just look at it.
Yeah, dude. Know that she took a bath in it.
All right. So you put it on your shelf. All the creepy Instagram stalkers like all across the. Is that legal to sell your bathwater?
Why not?
Is it legal to sell your used panties?
As long as you say not to drink it, yeah.
I guess that's true. What about the used panties? That seems unsanitary.
How unsanitary is one thing, but is it legal? Yeah, what's wrong
with
it?
That's weird, dude.
So, we're not sure how many of these bottles she sold, but she made a couple thousand dollars, at least.
Oh, I'm sure. Dude, she could take a bath every day.
Yeah.
I mean, she probably does. She could take like six.
They say she made like about a month's salary in selling these bottles of bathwater.
Dude, I wonder if somebody buy my bathwater.
Put it out there, dude.
I'll take all the baths, dude.
Put your bathwater on Craigslist. I'm selling my bathwater. 42-year-old construction worker.
19-year-old man, fresh out the birthday, ready.
I ain't washed my dick in a week.
Lots of dirt in this water.
So naturally, Jonas, some people started drinking the water.
Oh my God.
There was rumors about people getting herpes. There's like 50 people that said they got herpes from drinking it, but you can't do that.
That's not even medically possible.
There was even some stories about people just getting sick off of it, but
there's fucking soap in it. It's like drinking bleach and going, why am I sick?
Jonas, you got to see the picture when she's sitting in her little one piece, spraying the water on herself. Like, yeah, guys.
You guys want to buy this?
Dude, I almost fucking took out my credit card.
Oh, my God. I don't care. Dude, there would be no way in hell I would ever even consider purchasing that.
She almost got my credit card out of my wallet. Kidding. I am
thirsty
kidding.
Gamer boy over here.
Hey, it's been a while.
Oh my God, dude.
It's been a while.
Dude, why? Like, okay.
What?
So, when Al Gore invented the internet.
Yeah, I don't think he
invented. I know, but that's the joke. When the internet was invented, think about all the things that go on the internet right now. It's like when they invented America, like where they thought America would be in 200 years.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what the actual fuck?
I don't know, man. And I mean, honestly, I'm not mad at her at all. That's a hustle.
Dude, if someone wanted to buy my toenails when I clipped them, I'd fucking... You want to buy them for $20? Here you go. You can have them. That's great.
I wish I looked good enough where people would just buy some water I splashed on my balls a couple times.
Right?
But I can't get that to happen.
I can't even get
it. At all, man. Women, you guys got it made out there, man. I'm telling
you. It's just crazy.
Prying the money from the hands of stupid people. All right, Jones, that's mine.
Wow.
Man. You like that one.
Yeah, that one.
That's a little bit of an older one.
But, yeah, dude, that's cool.
We had a week off.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's... Oh, my God. So, you know, sometimes people get lonely, you know, and sometimes they're laying in their bed and
Jonas is coming out, dude.
And you know, you get these urges and you look over, you're laying in your bed and a ghost appears for you, you know?
A ghost.
Yeah, your soulmate. Okay. Ghost soulmate appears in your bed next to you.
All right?
I mean, that's what happened to you.
The ghost of a lost loved one?
No, your soulmate ghost, your lover.
Oh, you're okay. Keep it moving.
Yeah, there was a girl, her name was Amanda Teague. She decided that she was going to marry her pirate ghost named Jack.
What the fuck?
In early 2018, she had to hold the wedding on international waters, so that way it was legal.
Because you can't marry him. Okay.
So she hired a medium for the ceremony, so that way she could channel the ghost into the medium, so they could say, I do.
Oh, so she's crazy.
There wasn't a physical being, because he's a ghost. He died. He was like 300 years old. He got killed because he was a thieving pirate, you know? And so they put his ring on a candle and lit the candle. So that's how they got married. Oh, I forgot to mention, this woman in her spare time is a Jack Sparrow impersonator from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
So, you know,
get out. He's in the way.
So when the ghost appeared to her, you know, she was like, oh my God, you're here. And he wanted to start having sex with her. To what she said, I will not have casual sex with a ghost. You better put a ring on this finger. I'm from Ireland. We learn better as little girls. We have to be married before we start slanging that vagina around.
Oh, my God, dude. This is why you never give crazy people money. Yeah. Keep it moving. What else did she do? She have ghost babies?
No. It's sad to say she's getting divorced. Yeah. I had to lead it in because now they're getting divorced.
Dude, you don't even have to sign any paperwork.
She said she will release more details later, but you don't mess with spirits because it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah.
She said.
They're cheating, lying.
Yeah, out there just slanging that ghost dick around.
That's what I'm thinking happened, man. I think that's why she's mad.
She said once when she met him, she was healthy. And after a while, the ghost spirit was stealing and draining her energy. She was getting abscesses on her areas.
And on her vagina.
On her body, she said. And when she stopped having sex with the ghost, the abscesses went away.
Man, shut the fuck
up, lady. She broke her abstinence, and the abscesses came back. So now, she is dissolving the marriage, and she is contemplating an exorcism to get Jack out of her life.
Jonas.
And by the way, she's writing a book. It's coming out soon.
So of course she's writing a book. You never give crazy people money. You never do it.
The saddest part is she's going to make money off this, dude.
So stupid, man. That was the worst, man. Like, I enjoyed it. Because it was so unbelievable.
Right?
But it was so stupid.
Yeah, like when she married him, they had a picture. She had like long blonde hair. And then after that, she like became a Captain Jack Sparrow impersonator. She went full bore, dreadlocks, black hair. She had a fake mustache.
Jonas, why do these people exist?
Why? Well, I mean, what do you think is worse, this or buying some girl's bathwater?
Drinking
it.
This is worse.
Why?
This is worse. This. Because one is spending $30, haha, funny, maybe I'll jack off with it. This is worse. This is, I'm self-absorbed. I'm going to pay people to go out to international. We can't afford to go out to international waters. You know what kind of money that takes?
It just takes a boat out past the...
You gotta take on. You taking a boat?
Dude, it could have been on like a...
I ain't taking no boat.
A two-man fishing boat.
Into international waters, fam. So they had to get the boat, get the people on the boat to conduct the ceremony, take the boat out there, get enough people to placate her into thinking that this bullshit is real. That is worse.
Fair enough.
This is like some psychopath shit. This is
$30. $30. I guess I've spent $30 on some bullshit.
Exactly. I've spent $30 on bullshit games.
You didn't.
I've spent $30 taking girls out to dinner who I didn't get any vagina from. I feel like I would have had a better investment buying some bathwater. Like, where's my fucking wallet at, Jonas?
I don't know.
Where's my wallet?
Probably in the Crazy Town compound master bedroom.
No, Jonas, that was a good story. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, man, you know, like, I try to find the most fucked up shit I can bring on this podcast.
Like, do you think it would be funny if, like, she tells, like, the ghost was fucking Harriet Tubman or some shit?
She found out he was fucking Harriet Tubman. Yeah, I can
sorry.
See that.
I'm sorry. But yeah, that's fucked up, Jonas. Would you marry a ghost?
No.
No?
No, I'm good.
What if we found out ghosts actually exist, Jonas?
No.
Okay.
I'm good. Would you marry a ghost?
I mean,
what if it was a ghost Oprah?
Do I get some money out of it? Do I get paid for fucking a ghost?
The ghost of Halle Berry.
Well, she's alive. Well, so is Oprah.
Yeah, right.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
But what if you can't see it?
Do I feel it?
She had to have sex, man. She could feel it, man. She said the best way to do it was in missionary because she could feel the pressure of the ghost.
Jonas, how much more of the story did you leave out? There's more? You didn't describe the sex. This is gold, man.
That's all it was, dude. It was just like a snippet of an interview. She said missionary is the easiest position because you could feel their pressure on you. I don't know. She didn't describe how they had coit.
I wish you could see my face. The utter disgust on my face right now.
Just like, oh.
I wish you could see it. It is fucking just...
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah, dude. She's crazy.
Candyman, Jonas. You remember that movie?
Oh, dude, I liked that movie.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you know the lead actor's name?
I don't know
his name. Or the guy who played Tony, I mean, the Candyman, Tony Todd.
Yeah, yeah, I know his face.
All right, Jonas, fill me in, because I understand is that the movie is a classic, yeah. But I don't really know the premise. All I know is there's a black dude with bees on him.
Yeah, like, if you stand in the mirror, it's like the Bloody Mary, but you say Candyman three times in the mirror, he comes and he gets you. That's really it.
Really?
Yeah, same sort of. It's like a black dude Bloody Mary.
Oh.
Kind of.
Okay.
But, like, once you fuck with it, like, I haven't seen the movie in a long time, but, he kind of, haunts you and shit.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Then there's the beast show up, and I need to watch it again. My favorite scene in that whole movie is the girl who is...
I knew it. I was waiting for it, because I don't know any of the movie. I've never seen it,
the
dude.
Girl, the main character, she's, fucked up with Candyman.
Yeah.
She goes into, this bathroom in the middle of nowhere, and, all of a sudden, some guy walks over, he's like, heard you look for Candyman, bitch, and he, backhands her. But then, no, that isn't the funniest part. Then she has to go to the police station, and they do a lineup, and they have all the guys step forward and say, I heard you're looking for Candyman, bitch, and then she had to, pick him out of a lineup. But it wasn't Candyman. It was some guy. Some guy from the hood who,
That's funny.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking stupid. So those four dudes in a row stepping out of a line, I heard you're looking for Candyman, bitch. She's just standing there I don't know. I don't know which man it was that slugged me.
Reminds me of that Skittles commercial that Tyler, the Creator, did.
Which was that?
That was the one with the goat. Anyway.
Yeah, dude. Tyler, Creator,
but either way, Jordan Peele is apparently... remaking this movie.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh dude, you brought me some happy news.
Yeah, right. So I feel like I gotta catch up on it. But this isn't really about Jordan Peele. It's more about Tony Todd and a little bit of knowledge that he has to drop for the next person to do Candyman. Apparently during the taping, he had bees on him a lot.
Oh, Tony Todd did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, obviously, they had to use real bees because CG wasn't to the point.
Oh, that was in the 90s when the movie, or maybe early 90s.
So, he got stung.
Well, yeah, I would say he got stung a lot because bees are dicks.
And when asked in an interview how he felt about getting stung, he said that it didn't really matter to him because he had a clause in his contract that for every time he got stung, he got $1,000.
Oh, he was like, bring on the stings, bitch!
He got stung 23 times for a nice $23,000 bonus to his check for doing the movie.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Yeah. Would you get stung by me for
$24,000? Oh, I hate bees so much. Yeah, dude. I mean, you get stung for free by walking by a bee's nest. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just making
sure. Dude,
I
fucking hate bees.
Yeah.
They're like my king of the hatred animals.
You've been stung before?
Yeah. I got stung not long ago.
Really?
So walking under a goddamn car park, getting in the crazy town car, motherfucking wasp came down and fucking stung me in the ear. I wasn't even fucking with him, dude. I didn't swing at him. I didn't swat at him. I literally was walking to my car.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's on my ear? I was like, ding. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
Easy
I went
target.
Back. Dude, I went easy back afterward. I went and told the apartment complex at the time when I lived in a different apartment. I said, dude, there's bees. I just got stung. You guys should go spray it. I came back. I took out bee spray and I fucking sprayed that shit till the nest fell.
Wow,
stomped on it.
Jonas.
I fucking eradicated them bitches myself. You attack me. I killed your whole fucking family.
Oh my God. That was the most American thing I've ever heard in my life.
I fucking
man.
Hate bees.
God damn it. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. I got stung before, dude. It sucked. Other than that.
So, $1,000 for a bee sting.
That's awesome, though.
Most people would take that. I would.
Absolutely. I hate bees, but I get
so his words of wisdom for the next actor to play his iconic role was, adjusted for inflation, this is going to be about $1,800 a bee sting. And with the way that society's going now, you're killing a lot of these animals, so you could probably... get them up to about $2,000 a bee sting.
Well, yeah, because if they're honeybees or yellow jackets, they all die when they sting. So 23 dead bees? That's a lot of honey for a honey, man.
So adjusted for inflation, we're talking about double that, $46,000.
Yeah.
Because this happened the 90s did that movie come out?
Yeah, it was the early 90s, I think.
So, I mean, that's a nice little check. Maybe he'll take it, maybe he won't. Maybe they'll just use CG. We'll have to see. But I thought that was interesting.
Scotty's trying to put YouTube links in our... in our chat.
Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't
know. Can you click on
that?
Let's see what it is.
I'm not clicking on that. I'm kicking him.
Fair enough. Scotty doesn't know. Did you get him out?
No, I don't know how.
Okay, fair enough.
Ban.
No, it's not banned, dude. You can't do that. Oh, that's funny.
I don't know. We're going to find out if I can.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unrecognized command.
Yeah,
I
right.
All right, anyway, Jonas, you got... You're up.
I'm up?
Yeah.
Ooh.
My story.
All right. So, I hear that... I'm not a big baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear that the New York Mets are pretty terrible this year. But it happens to be the 50th anniversary of their, I think, of a World Series championship. I don't know if it's their only one or what. I'm not that big into baseball. 1969, they won the World Series.
Yeah.
So they did, you know, they had a nice little ceremony to honor the former champions.
Mm-hmm.
They brought the guys out on stage, had their little chairs. They're all, like, calling out their names. They had a nice little tribute on the big screen to all the people who had passed away. They said, "You're gone, but not forgotten."
Damn it, Jonas.
Fucking pulling on the heartstrings,
brave
man.
Brave American soldiers.
Dude, yes. Battling America's baseball. Well, there was one little issue.
What's
two
that?
Of the men in their memorial video were still alive.
Of course. They were at the game, probably.
Yeah, they're sitting on the stage. They're like, hey, like, what?
What the fuck?
No, I guess there were two guys.
Right here.
One of them only played with the Mets like in one game that season.
No.
So, but the other guy played with them two different times for a year and then for 3 years.
Huh.
And he was still active online on like Twitter and stuff. Like, I guess he had posted the day of the ceremony. Like, I guess some of his friends reached out to the Mets like, hey, dog, Gus Johnson's still alive. And they interviewed the guy, and he was like, yeah, I'm not taking their calls.
Really? I mean, I wouldn't.
I'd be like, fuck it, dude. I'm almost dead anyway.
How old was the guy?
74.
Ooh, yeah.
Knocking on the door, man. I'm
That's
almost there.
Effed up, though. I don't want people memorializing me for being dead when I'm alive.
Well, they're celebrating your accomplishments, and they think you're dead.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't think the other guys on stage were dead. Why didn't they invite that guy out to sit on the stage?
Exactly.
Instead, they're like, well, if he's dead, we might as well.
I'm not going to lie, Jonas. The litigious part of my mind is like, how could I spin that into a lawsuit?
There's no way.
I've never done it myself, and I do not condone that type of litigious thinking. But I'm just like, well, my family saw the memorial, and my mom flipped out. She fell down the steps, and now look at what you caused.
Yeah, my mama died because she saw I was dead. Like, how did they get him in a memorial before I even knew he wasn't alive anymore?
Exactly, dude.
Yeah, so I thought that was fucked up. Go Mets. Sounds like a Browns thing to do.
It does, doesn't it? You don't even watch baseball.
No, I don't.
Neither do I.
I'll watch sometimes, like in the World Series, but
yeah. If the Indians are in, I'm watching. Other than that,
yeah. I used to be a huge fan of every sport, and it got less and less. I used to watch games during the regular season. Then it was just the playoffs, and it was just like the championship series and the World Series. Then it was like just the World Series. Then it was like the game where the team could win, and then it was like maybe I'd watch it.
Yeah,
and then if the Indians were in it, I'll watch. If the Indians were in it and like there's a finality to it, like game 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever, I'll watch it.
Last time the Indians made it to the big
World
game.
Series? Yeah.
I actually was watching
and
I actually learned a little bit about baseball, about the difference in the pitching and how that dynamic is most of the game. Once you understand the pitching,
it's like one-on-one battles, man. Pitcher versus players.
And it's actually pretty intense once you understand.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it's a very much a skill game that like if you know what's going on, it's like
But, no, I stopped watching it now. Never
that back. Game 7, though, with them and the Cubs where they lost was a great baseball
so
game, dude.
Good.
Oh, my God. Like, I watched game, like, I think 5, 6, and 7 of that series, and they were all very good baseball
very
games.
Very good games.
I was like, holy shit, baseball can be entertaining.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
We could have won that one, but.
Yeah, just like all the other ones.
Cleveland, you know how we do.
Yeah, Cleveland.
All right. Dunedin, Florida.
Dunedin, uh-oh.
At least I think that's how you pronounce it. And we're talking
Florida.
And we're talking about Jim Ficken.
Oh.
Mr. Ficken.
Let me see. Jim Ficken.
What do you
think? I think this
Mr.
is a Florida man story.
It is definitely a Florida man
story. All right. I literally do not know what this is.
All right. Take
all,
a wild
all
guess.
That you said to me was Florida man.
Take a wild guess.
He was letting his animal drive his car.
Very close, Jonas.
Are you serious?
Very close. Dunedin, Florida, Jim Ficken. His mother passed away.
Oh.
It was a sad time in Mr. Ficken's
life. It's sad when your parents pass.
Sad time. So, obviously, he had to leave the state because his mom lived out of state.
Oh, okay.
And he left his house.
He was traveling to get to the mom's funeral.
Ooh, does it even take place in Florida? You don't know.
Well,
it does.
Okay. All right. Good deal. He didn't get out of the state. God damn it.
So, he left for a month. He lived in an area that was a little bit more well-to-do.
Oh, I think I heard about this. Son of a bitch.
You might have.
Motherfuckers. I did hear about this. Go ahead.
The area you stayed in required you to keep your lawn and to keep your property up to snuff so that it
right, look at a homeowner association.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
They ended up charging him $500 a day because his grass had grown over 10 inches.
Yeah, didn't they call him and say, hey?
I don't think so.
Most HSAs will send a service to mow your lawn and then send you the bill for the...
That's the thing, is that they could have did that, but instead they just started leaving him notices instead of... I don't even think they tried to call him,
but
I'm not sure.
And wouldn't they have seen when there was a bunch of notices on his fucking house that, like, oh, maybe he wasn't home?
Yeah, maybe we should check and see if he's alive.
Right. Now they're worried about that money, dog.
Exactly. So the fine ended up ballooning to a price of $30,000.
That's ridiculous.
He comes back from... burying his mother. Burying his mother, handling her estate, doing what he had to do there. He comes back to a $30,000 fine from the Homeowners Association.
Dude.
What do you do? What do you even do? You can't pay that.
Right, dude. That's like a chunk of your house.
Exactly. So, of course, they went for his house. They threatened to foreclose on his house because he was unable to pay the fines.
What ended up happening?
Right now, it still hasn't gone to court. He does have a group of lawyers that apparently battle people trying to take advantage or government officials trying to take advantage of like normal people.
Yeah, well, dude, I mean, I think the whole I went out of state for my mother's funeral, you could have just sent a service to mow my lawn.
That's usually what they do.
It is. They'll be like, we had somebody mow your lawn. Here's a bill for $200 or whatever.
Exactly. But the thing is that these people don't make money off of that. They make money off of these fines.
Right. Absolutely.
In fact, this particular area in 2007, they made $34,000 on fines.
Oh, so that's how they make money for the homeowner association.
In 2018, $1.3 million
in fines. For people, like, not putting their trash cans up and bullshit like that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. I very shortly lived in a house that was in a homeowners association.
Yeah.
And one day, the garbage came, and I went out to the road, and I brought it up to the house and put it in front of the garage door because I was getting ready to leave. And I left, went to the store or whatever, came home late, totally forgot about it, went inside. The next morning, went out, put it away. But where it was supposed to go, I got a letter from the goddamn homeowners association saying, you've left your garbage can in public view overnight, and if you do that again, we're going to give you a fine. And I'm like, bitch, it was like 7 hours I left it out overnight, and they're threatening to fine me over that shit. I was like, that's fucked up.
You know, and like, I understand the point of a homeowners association. It's actually... a good idea.
It is.
Because it incentivizes people to not have their property all fucked up.
Right. And they had like a pool that everyone in the neighborhood could use. So there was amenities to the homeowner association.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I really think we should call them on our neighbors.
Yeah.
Right? You know you agree.
I was wondering what you thought about that. I mean, they got a patio, right?
You could use
same
that.
Difference. Yeah. All right.
But when the government decides to take people and just like for like minor grievances like this, they gotta have a cap for how much they can charge a person.
Right, like if your lawn's not mowed, like once they hit like $2,500, that's the cap, and then they send someone to mow your lawn and add the fees on top of it.
Exactly.
So then you get them like $2,800, which is still ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I think it should be less than that.
Oh,
maybe
absolutely.
Like $1,000.
Well, dude, because if you're in a homeowner, so you're in one of those places where like the houses are stacked, so you know his lawn probably took like 8 minutes. minutes to cut.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was. And what's messed up is they don't care about your backyards. It's only the front. Like, when in that same house, like, the front yards had to be great and the bushes trimmed and all that. The neighbor had, like, a goddamn, like, basically had a broken down car in his backyard. It was, like, 19 feet tall grass. They didn't give a fuck about that. They cared that I left the trash can out front.
It's all
overnight.
About keeping up appearances,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude,
all
the Joneses
about keeping
and
up
shit.
Appearances.
Yeah, man. All right, I got one more to wrap us up. I got nothing happy for us.
You don't have anything
happy? No, nothing
happy,
dude. There ain't nothing happy ever. All right. You actually haven't flown a lot.
No, maybe one time.
Yeah.
In my entire life.
So some people fly a lot, and they need a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah.
To, what the hell is that? What is that?
You were doing a show.
I don't know. So, you know, they're like, hey, let me get a...
We're doing a show.
Let me get some alcohol before I get on the flight. Well, there was a man. I didn't get his name. It was a trip from Hawaii to South Korea.
We're doing a show.
And this man decided that he would drink an entire bottle of whiskey.
An entire bottle? Okay.
Before he gets on the flight. You know, some people need a little, some people need a lot.
I drink before I drive. I mean, before I fly.
We're doing a show. So, he gets on the flight. He's being belligerent because he drank a whole bottle of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
He starts bothering the children sitting next to him. And when confronted by a flight attendant, he...
We're doing a show.
Lunged at the flight attendant.
Yeah.
So what they did is there were some servicemen, God bless America, on the flight.
They're out there for
you. They helped restrain this man.
They're out there for you.
And they turned the flight around and went back to Hawaii to get his ass off the plane because Hawaii to South Korea, not a short flight.
No.
I don't know how long it is because they're probably going over the Pacific, but whatever. So... what do you think happened to this guy?
Did they make him parachute out of the plane?
No.
Really
he got open. Arrested.
Well, yeah, naturally.
He got sentenced to 6 months in jail.
What? Oh, yeah, because it's in a plane.
In a plane.
Yeah, dude.
He can't fuck around on planes. He was also ordered to pay the airline $172,000.
The price of everybody's ticket.
It was the cost of, like, the fuel to go back, the price of accommodating all the passengers that had to, like, miss other flights and da-da-da-da-da. So because he wanted to get fucked up and drink some whiskey, $172,000 and 6 months in jail.
Like, Jonas, we've drank before.
Oh, yeah.
How hard is it to drink and not be an asshole?
Okay, listen. I have drank large sums of alcohol at
different
times.
Large sums.
Like, I've been real fucked up.
Exactly.
Like, I can't say I ever blacked out, but I've drank a lot of alcohol.
Yes. And a lot of drugs.
No. I don't do drugs.
Okay, no drugs. All right, but alcohol. Right, we've done
dude,
a lot of that.
And here's my thing where people are like, oh, they just got into a fight because they were drunk. They just hit their wife because they were drunk. I've never been arrested, ever. Especially when I was drunk. Yeah. I've never, like, got in a car accident and drove my car. I've never fucking attacked a police officer. I've never done anything when
nothing,
I was drunk except
nothing.
For vomiting in the toilet because I was too fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, go to sleep.
Yeah, or I went to bed or ate, like, 19 tacos from Taco Bell because, like, it was fucking too much.
Like, I understand, like, getting drunk and having less control over your, like, motions what you want to do.
Yeah, or you're stumbling around because you're fucked up, like.
But I've never, I mean, just sit there and shut the fuck up.
Right. I mean, Grant, I'm not a small man. This dude could have been 100 pounds for all I know, but still.
Yeah,
but know your fucking limit, dude. You're getting on a plane. Why do you need to drink a bottle of whiskey?
I mean, I don't even fault him for drinking a bottle of whiskey. I fault him for not being able to handle it.
Yeah,
well, and obviously having a problem. Because normal people are like, I'll have a couple drinks. He's like, I'm gonna drink an entire bottle of whiskey.
All right, I'm gonna get fucked up. This plane ride's gonna be quick. I mean, I could take a few shots, drink a couple beers or something. And, like,
wow.
I mean, I took a 10-hour flight to London. I had, like, a couple of those little bottles of whiskey on the plane just to, like, try to help me sleep. It didn't work, but.
No.
Yeah, dude, I was like.
Can't sleep on a plane?
Nah, dude, I'm a small man. The planes aren't made for big dudes, man.
Nah, you need room, man.
Yeah, and I ain't paying $1,800 to sit in first class.
See, Jonas, I got, like, extra thin butt cheeks, so that just makes it
extra.
Pop.
You need one of them O-rings.
Dude, I'm not getting a hernia ring. I'm not rocking it. It's not going to happen. But, yeah, I just got thin butt cheeks, so I cannot.
Dude, I had to get up. On that plane ride to London, I had to get up, like, 10 times and literally walked into the little-ass bathroom and put my foot up on, like, the toilet and, like, stooped down to, like, stretch my legs out and shit. Like, like, you put the seat down and put my leg up and, like, almost, like, squatted to do, like, a stretch because my legs were, like, falling asleep because you were dangling over the edge of the seat.
And you gotta have the aisle seat, dude. Man. You need the aisle seat.
I had an aisle seat. But the aisles are still small, dude. It's 10 hours in a chair that's meant for a child.
Dude, I'd have to get up and walk.
Yeah, I did. Dude. I got him and stretched in the bathroom and walked around. Dude, it was bad. I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, but it was bad. Like, they're not made for... I mean, they're made for people who are, like, 120 pounds.
Gotta start flying first class, my friend.
Yeah, dude, because I wanted to spend $4,000 just to get there and back. Hey.
With all them Crazy Town bucks you got.
Yeah, dude, if we had Crazy Town bucks, I'd do it.
Yeah, fund us to go to...
Yeah, dude, send me money to go to Scotland again. Yeah, it was fun.
We want
to
go, well, both of us.
Yeah, we'll go Scotland it up. We'll do a live podcast from a bar in Scotland.
Anywhere you want to. Whoever
whoever pays, that's where we'll do it. Except for some weird sex shit or in some, like, weird dungeon.
No. I'll handle the weird sex
shit. Okay, cool. Yeah, you do that. So, all right, everybody. Gotcha. You got anything else?
No, dude, that's basically...
Sweet. That is all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to follow us on Twitch or subscribe on YouTube or subscribe, leave a review on iTunes, whatever you want to do. Follow us on social media below Crazy Town Media, just about everywhere. But for Jonas
and TNT Dynamite
and Testicle,
we are out.